Now it is time for the Rizdahl Marketing Group Adapt or Die Marketing Tip of the Week. As one of Minnesota's oldest ad agencies and a leading new media agency, Rizdahl Marketing Group is in perfect position to harness traditional and social media, public relations, strategic thinking, and award-winning creativity to ensure that their clients make meaningful connections with their customers. Now here are Jennifer Rizdahl and Jim Poole.
Okay, Jennifer, last week you talked about keyword research and its importance to organic search. What would you say are the best keywords for search engine optimization?
The best keywords are, of course, different for every website, but they do have some factors in common. Let's look at some of those common factors. Number one, those terms or phrases that your audiences are using to find your products, services, company, or you. So for instance, you want to think like your audiences. Do your users use industry jargon or common words when looking for your company or products or services? Number two, those terms that are relevant to a page on your website. These may be extremely targeted terms such as red high top tennis shoes or very general terms such as tennis shoes. Most sites have a mix of both. Number three, those terms that help you to achieve your website goals. That's right. There are certain terms that convert better than others. Keeping this in mind when reviewing your terms is important. And lastly, those terms that pertain to your industry. These could be industry terms in general, or it could be breaking news in your market. Regardless, make sure to keep up to date on terms, old and emerging, as your industry changes.
Okay, so now you've got a list of keyword terms that you want to target. How do you target these with your website?
Search engines look at pages based on relevancy and frequency. What this means is that the search engine is trying to determine if this page is relevant to the search term that the user has typed into its search box. How does it determine this? The search engine looks at the frequency of the keyword term within your page and this is important, in the links and pages pointing to the page on your site. Your keyword list gives you a blueprint of the content you should have on your website. When you look at it, you may say, "Whoa, I can't put all that on my website." That's okay. This is your keyword universe. You need to assess what the best terms are for you to focus on from a marketing and business goals and conversion perspective, and focus on these first. Then you can add content based on these keyword phrases as you have time and resources to do it. Two tips to think about. Search engines like you to update your content, so don't think you will create the site and then just let it sit there. This is a living, growing marketing tool for your company, and you need to nurture it often. Number two, more relevant, unique content is a good thing. Search engines like it, your visitors return to see it, and your new visitors will visit and realize you are the current in-the-know expert that you are.
Thank you.
Thank you.
At Rizdahl, they have an ongoing seminar series called Adapt or Die to help businesses understand the new media landscape. To find out more about Rizdahl Marketing Group or to sign up for the Adapt or Die seminar, visit them online at Rizdahl.com or call 651-286-6700. Also, please visit the todaysbusinessradio.com website to listen to podcasts of these Adapt or Die marketing tips.